Hey folks, welcome to the Kira Banks Show. And this week 14 of the Year of Self-Love Journal Book Club. So the affirmation for this week is, I focus on what is in my control and release what is not mine. I feel like I need to repeat this one. I focus on what is in my control and release what is not mine. Given what is happening in the world, this is easier said than done. And yet, it's how we figure out what is in our control and what is not, and act accordingly. Sometimes that means figuring out our lane for impacting change and working with others, because there might be another way that collectively we can impact change that I might not individually be able to, but collectively we can. And that's one of the biggest exercises of this week, is to think about what's within your control and what's not. And some folks feel frustrated by that sort of exercise because they then feel defeated because they see this list of things that is not in their control. But I actually think it can be, I don't want to use the word empowering, but it can help us locate our power and locate where we might have some leverage and where we might need to act. And it can help us see clearly what's in our control. That's where we can lean. That's where we can push. That's where we can fight. And what's not, it might be about partnership. It might be about collaboration. It might be about networking. It might be about doing some mutual aid, or, you know, figuring out how you might act upon something that you don't have control over, but you can support folks who do, right? So this piece around focusing on what's within your control is key. And I want you to also think about not only the what is within your control and what's not, but also the burden that it can create when we hold things that are not ours. So one of the reflection questions was, in what ways do you feel responsible for the behaviors, feelings, and decisions of others? And how would it feel to free yourself from caring what isn't yours? And I think that's worth thinking about. And it's sometimes hard. And I don't know what the word is. We get, it feels almost expected, or like, it's what I feel like, let me just be clear, as a woman, and I'll speak now, like as a mother, it's very easy to like hold and take on the worries and concerns of our children, for example. They're our children. We love them. We want to see them grow and do great things. And yet some of the burden that we sometimes carry is not ours, that it's actually our children's, and that we don't do them a service. We actually do them a disservice at times when we do too much. And so, you know, you can think about this in terms of like small children who are learning how to do things. You know, say you want to move quickly and you want to tie their shoes. Well, if we don't ever slow down and are patient and let them fumble with their shoes or get it wrong, if we don't take the time and create the time and space for them to do that, well, sure, we can move quickly and we can tie their shoes better than they can and we can keep it moving. But it's actually not our job, right? Like ultimately, we want them to be able to do it for themselves. And so that is a very small example of how we can think about how holding other people's behaviors as our own, or like being responsible or carrying that, isn't helpful. The same thing can happen when people we love or care for are having emotional difficulties, like something happened in their life or they're struggling with navigating something. We can be there for them, but it's also really important to not take responsibility for them. They have to figure out how to navigate those feelings or have those difficult conversations. You can support them, but it's important for you to also have some emotional maturity and boundaries around like what you can carry. Now, again, when I think about what's happening in our political landscape, our societal landscape, our broader global dynamics, there's a lot that feels outside of our control. And that's real, because a lot is outside of our control. Many of those factors were outside our control before this moment in time, but I think what this moment in time is calling us to do is get crystal clear about what we can affect and figure out how we work in coalition and collaboration so that we can be the change we want to see, right? So I'm not a legislator in my state office, right? Or my state government. But I can see that there are changes that are being made. There's anti-trans bills that are being passed. There's bills that are going to have to impact the Department of Education or the State Department of Education, the education and the 504 plans for students with disabilities. There are decisions that are being made that impact people that I care about. I care about children who have special needs in education, being able to get those needs met and have those accommodations, right? I care about trans kids and trans people being safe, because trans folks aren't a new existence. It's that people in our society have started to feel freer in recent generations to share the expansiveness of who they are. You know, if you do research, you'll see the expression of trans identity being seen in all sorts of ancient civilizations. So I don't think that that is something new, but I don't control the laws, right? But what I can do is realize that I have control over making sure my elected officials know my perspective and how I feel and how I would like them to represent me. What I can do is think about how I reach out to practitioners who I know work with trans youth and see if they need support or to let them know that they're appreciated. They're doing the frontline work. I'm not. But what's within my control is making sure that they know that they are seen. And for the trans folks in my life to be connected, to let them know that I support them. So that, I hope, gives you an example, a small example of how this, what's in your control and not, is not meant to defeat you. It's actually can help us get clear and then strategic about how we want to work within our own lane and then work in collaborations with others so that we can be the change that we want to see. Curious your thoughts about this piece around focusing on what's in your control and releasing what's not. And I'll see you next time on The Kira Banks Show.
Have TDIS bill or something you want to ask Dr. Banks? Contact her at kirabanks.com/stories or stories@raisingequity.org. Thanks for listening.